Well, thanks for joining us today, Roger. Recently, last week, there was the in Des Moines a meeting that was for the Governor's Transportation Commission, the Citizens Advisory Commission for 2020. It's a big project that the governor's office is putting on. Basically, it's for the future of roads in Iowa and what changes need to be made. And they're asking for citizens' input on how they think the condition of Iowa roads are as well. And you were there. How do you think that meeting went? Can you give a little recap for us?
I think it went real well. There were 50 to 60 people there from various locations around central Iowa. A little background, the committee was formed earlier this summer by the governor to look into transportation issues, primarily funding, for upcoming years. And one of the things that this committee wanted to hear is what the people of Iowa see for issues in transportation, primarily highways and bridges around the state. So they set up these 7 public input meetings to take comments from various interested parties in transportation. There were it was anywhere from the Farm Bureau to the Iowa Motor Truck Association to individual farmers that have expressed the issues that they see on road conditions and road needs throughout the state. That was the 3rd meeting in the 7. They're weekly throughout this next month or so. And of course, because it was in Des Moines, it got a little bit had a little bit different flavor to it because some of the parties were really interested in high-speed rail. And high-speed rail, while it's been a topic of discussion as far as funding and where it should go in Iowa, hasn't really been a front and center topic for this committee. The committee was more looking at what are the road needs in Iowa and how should they be funded. Some of the questions that they've asked are, the road use tax has been a traditional way of funding road projects since the 50s in Iowa, and it hasn't been raised. It's been, depending on where it's gas or diesel, 21, 22, ethanol is a little bit less. It's been in that range since 1989, and the dollars that are coming in to support state's roads just aren't able to keep up with increased costs and deterioration of the that naturally occurs when you have winters and heavy rains and all the things that we have in Iowa. And so they're looking for, well, what do people really think should happen? It's complicated by the fact that alternative sources of energy are coming online with electric cars and hybrid cars, and so what you pay coming out of gasoline pump isn't necessarily what is going to for a road user to pay.
People are paying less at the pump because of these hybrids, and that doesn't necessarily correlate to how much they use the road.
Yeah, when I was growing up, you're driving a car that got 16 miles to the gallon and you hoped you got 20 sometime. Well, now hybrids get 45 and electric cars just plug them in and go. So, you know, and all of that changes the equation on how do you pay for the road that you're driving on. You know, the diesel trucks or the commercial trucks have paid through the formula for many years and used it, you know, as a part of the cost of their doing business. And of course, then there's a lot of agricultural equipment that is exempt from the road use tax. And so for lots of reasons, but you know, that whole question of who's the user of the road and how should we pay for it? And so that's kind of the question they've been struggling with and looking for comments from the public on. And I think the one thing that the jurisdictions that manage roads, it's either the state, county, or cities, the one thing that we can all say is that the last several years, the cost of maintaining our road system have outpaced the financial resources we have to put toward them. And we're starting to see the system as a whole decline, and we need to do something about it.
And even here in Marion County, there's been some bridges closed, some low traffic, but still vital bridges for some people that, you know, if you live behind that bridge, on the other side of that bridge, that could be an extra 10 minutes for the detour. But we had to close some bridges, had to take out an interfund loan with the county to fix some other roads that were deteriorating. And I saw the pictures, they were in pretty bad shape. And this 10-cent gas tax, how much more would that help you guys be able to fund these roads?
It will certainly help. Will it bring back the days of paving projects where we're going out and paving roads that aren't paved now? I don't think so. It will help us maintain the roads as a whole and maintain what we have, slow the decline, so hopefully people would see safer roads, less potholes, less deterioration from cracks, and we would be able to resurface those roads on a shorter schedule. We certainly would see less load-limited bridges and better bridges to cross. So it will help do those kinds of things. But as far as our ability to pave a gravel road now, we're probably not going to raise those kind of funds.